Quran. Let's listen to a story from the 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 Quran.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madrin channel, welcome back to the beautiful program. Let's listen to a story from the Holy Quran. What story are we listening to today? Today is a very interesting story. It is actually a landmark. It is actually a wonder. It is actually about a unique location which can even be found today. Yes, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. A beautiful story from the Holy Quran. In fact, every aspect of the Holy Quran is wonderful. It is unique. It is beautiful. So today, inshallah, we are listening to another beautiful story from the Holy Quran. Gather your family together, gather the children together, let them listen to this beautiful Quranic story, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. But before that, let's listen to a fadilat of sending salawat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has said, the one who recites durood upon me 1,000 times daily shall not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It has been reported that when Fir'aun drowned in the river Nile along with his army and Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam settled in Egypt with the Bani Israel, then one day the following dialogue took place between Allah Azza wa Jal and Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Do you want to listen to that dialogue? Do you want to listen to that beautiful conversation? Subhanallah. Listen attentively inshallah then. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam said, Allah Azza wa Jal, who is the most beloved bondman to you among your people? Allah Azza wa Jal said, the one who invokes my remembrance, zikr, and never forgets me. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam replied, who is the best one to dispense a judgment? Allah Azza wa Jal said, the one who passes judgment justly and is never deceived by worldly desires. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam then asked, who is the most knowledgeable person amongst your bondmen? Allah Azza wa Jal said, the one who along with his knowledge always strives to acquire knowledge from others, so that he may acquire such a piece of knowledge that may guide him towards righteousness or save him from devastations in afterlife. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam then said, is there anyone more knowledgeable than me amongst your bondmen, amongst your people? Then please guide me towards him. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, yes, Khidr is more knowledgeable than you. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam said, where should I search for him? Khidr is more knowledgeable than me, so where should I search him? Allah Azza wa Jal said, on the bank of the sea, near the rock. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam said, how and by what means can I reach there? Allah Azza wa Jal said, travel along with a fish in a basket, and the place where the fish gets lost is the point where you will meet Khidr. Allahu Akbar. Now what happens? After this, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam embarked on the journey of Majma'ul Bahrain, where the two seas meet, along with his servant and disciple Yusha bin Nun bin Ifraim bin Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. During his journey, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam went to far off region. When he went to a far off region during his journey, he alayhi salam went asleep at some place. At that very place, the fish in the basket jumped into the sea, because the fish was actually a guideline, or basically you can say in today's words, a compass or a GPS, subhanallah, sort of for him. The way it gets lost, that's the point. That's the point where you will meet the person whose name is Khidr alayhi salam. So what happened? At that very place, the fish in the basket got lost. It jumped into the sea. A hole emerged in the area of the water where the fish had fallen into. After waking up, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam resumed his journey. When it was the lunch hour, the lunch time, he alayhi salam asked for the fish from his disciple Sayyidina Yusha bin Nun alayhi salam. He alayhi salam said very humbly and politely, "The place near the hill where you were asleep, the fish jumped into the sea there, and I forgot to inform you." Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam said, "This was the very place we had been searching for." However, by following back his footsteps, he alayhi salam reached the place which was revealed to him as the meeting place with Sayyiduna Khidr alayhi salam. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam saw that there is a pious personage sitting there wrapped up in the clothes. When Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam paid compliments of salam to him, the saint asked surprisingly, "Where have people that make salam come from on this land?" Allahu Akbar. Then he alayhi salam inquired, "Who are you?" Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam said, "I am Musa." He alayhi salam further inquired, "Who Musa? Are you Musa of the Bani Israel?" Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam replied, "Yes." Then Khidr alayhi salam said, "O Musa alayhi salam, Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed me with such type of knowledge which you do not know. And Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed you with such type of knowledge which I do not know. It implicitly means that I know ilmul asrar, knowledge of secrets which you do not know, while you are bestowed with ilmul shara, knowledge of religion which I do not have the knowledge of." Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, this conversation is going on. Then Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam says, "O Khidr alayhi salam, do you allow me to follow you so that I can also acquire some of the knowledge which Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed you with?" Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam said, "You will not be able to observe patience with me. You will not be able to cope up with sabr with me." Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam said, "You will not be able to observe patience." Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam replies to that as well. He says, "Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, I will be patient and will not disobey you at all." Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam said, actually he put a condition. He said that I have a condition that you will not ask question about anything until I myself do not inform you. After this mutual agreement, they agreed upon this, that okay, you will accompany, you will have sabr, you will have patience, and you will not question me unless I tell you myself the reason of why I did a certain action. So Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam took Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and Yusha bin Nun alayhi salam with him and started walking alongside the seashore until they came across a boat. The people on the boat boarded them. The people on the boat boarded them on and did not even charge any fees. No fare was charged, nothing was charged. When these people sat in the boat, Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam took out his axe from his pouch, detached one of the boat planks and threw it into the sea. Witnessing this, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam could not observe patience. Obviously, these people have basically given a lift. These people are helping, not charging any money, not charging any fees, not charging any fare. And Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam basically makes a hole in there, takes out his axe and detaches a plank from the boat. Obviously, the water will come into the boat. And apparently, this is causing damage to the boat. So Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam said, "O Khidr alayhi salam, أَخَرَقْتَهَا لِتُغْرِقَ أَهْلَهَا لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا إِمْرًا." That translation from Qanzul Iman, "Did you damage the boat with the reason to drown its passengers? You have indeed done wrong." Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam said, "Did I not tell you that you will not be able to observe patience with me?" Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam apologized and said, "I forgot not to ask any question. Therefore, please neglect it and do not make difficulty in my mission." Then these esteemed people advanced further and Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam came across a child who was the only son of his parents. Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam strangled him, Allahu Akbar, banged him on the ground and killed him. Witnessing this terrifying scene, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam again could not keep his patience, could not cope up with it. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam, in a fairly strict tone, Ask Sayyiduna Khidr alayhi salam, and it is mentioned in the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Kahf, verse number 74. أَقَتَلْتَ نَفْسًا زَكِيَّةً بِغَيْرِ نَفْسِ لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا نُقْرًا. Translation from Kunzul Iman, Musa alayhi salam said, did you kill a pure soul without any retribution for another soul? You have indeed done something extremely wrong. Sayyiduna Khidr alayhi salam replies to Musa alayhi salam again, that did I not tell you that you will not be able to observe patience with me at all? At this, Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam said, alright, if I ask you anything else after this, then do not stay with me. Then we can part our ways. No doubt that the chance provided by you to me in this regard remains no more if I carry on like this. After this, they all resumed their journey together. They reached a village and requested for some food from the villagers, but no one among the villagers served any food. Then they both came across a wall in the village that was about to fall. Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam erected the wall by invoking the Ism-e-Azam. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was already displeased with the bad conduct of the people of the village. Food was asked, water was asked, basically they asked for help, but they were not helped. And Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam is apparently helping them by erecting the wall which is about to fall. So he became angry and could not remain silent and said, again this is mentioned in the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Kahf, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam said, لَوْ شِئْتَ لَتَّخَذْتَ عَلَيْهِ أَجَرًا. Translation from Kunzul Iman, if you had wished, you could have asked for compensation for it. Hearing this, Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam said, from now onwards, we cannot proceed together. This is the time we need to part ways. We cannot continue like this. And for what had happened and for those things you could not be able to hold your patience, I will explain you the secrets within them. Listen, the boat that I damaged belonged to some poor people who could earn something for their living by virtue of that boat, by the help of that boat, at some distance ahead. They lived a king who could capture the good condition boats and would leave the defective ones. So I intentionally took out one of its planks and made it defective so that it may remain protected from that oppressing king. That oppression of the king would not be implemented upon them because their boat would be defective. Because now if the boat was not defective, the king would have taken it. And these people would be in a loss. So that's why I create a defect in that boat so that the king does not oppress this poor people. And about that child, the parent of the child I killed were very pious and virtuous people. But the child himself was an infidel by birth. His parents loved him immensely and used to fulfill his desires. So I feared that the child might divert his parents towards unbelief. That's why I killed him and saved his parents from unbelief. Now his parents will observe patience and Allah Azza wa Jal will bestow them with a daughter in exchange, who will get married to a Nabi and will also give birth to a Nabi who will guide the people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. What secret, subhanallah Azza wa Jal. But what about the wall? What was the story with the wall? The people did not help. People did not give food or anything to drink. And Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam helped those people by erecting a wall. Why so? And Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam also asked that you could have asked for a compensation. You could have asked for something in return of this favor you did upon them. So the secret behind repairing that damaged wall was that it was property of two orphans, beneath which was buried their hidden treasure. Their father was a pious person. If this wall had collapsed, the people of the village would have taken their treasure. Your Rabb Azza wa Jal destined these two orphans to grow up and dig out their treasure. Thus, I repaired the wall. This is the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal unto these children. O Musa alayhi salam, be assured that whatever I did was not from my own accord. Instead, I did all this to fulfill the order and commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After the Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam returned to his native country. Allahu Akbar. What a unique, what a lovely, what a mesmerizing, what a wonderful story. Subhanallah. From the Holy Quran. such secrets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how are the voyages and journeys of the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah azza wa jal. But who is Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam? Who is he? So a brief introduction about him. Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam is called Abul Abbas. His name is Balya and his father's name is Malkan. Balya is a word from the Suryani language. Its translation in Arabic is Ahmad. His title is Khidr. This word can be articulated in three ways: Khadir, Khadr, and Khidr. And the meaning of the word Khidr is a green thing. Wherever he, alayhi salam, would sit, green grass would grow due to his blessing, subhanallah azza wa jal. And due to this reason, people started calling him Khidr. He, alayhi salam, belongs to a very honorable family lineage and his ancestors were kings. Some spiritual scholars have mentioned that a Muslim who remembers his name, his father's name and his kunya would not suffer a faithless end. Let's try it. If it's possible, his name is Abul Abbas. He's called Abul Abbas. His name is Balya and his father's name is Malkan. So let's try. It might be a little bit difficult, but let's try, inshallah, azza wa jal. That few scholars have said that a person who memorizes the name with father's name, with kunya of Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam, will not die without iman. Inshallah, he will die with iman, with the barakat of the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the name is Abul Abbas Balya bin Malkan. Abul Abbas Balya bin Malkan. Abul Abbas Balya bin Malkan. Let's try to memorize it, inshallah, azza wa jal. So some people have mentioned Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam as a Nabi. But the majority of the Islamic scholars are of the opinion that he, alayhi salam, is a Wali, a friend of Allah, azza wa jal. This is also accepted unanimously by the majority of the scholars that he, alayhi salam, is still alive and will remain alive until the day of judgment. Why? Subhanallah azza wa jal. Because he, alayhi salam, has drunk the water of life, meaning abe hayat. Numerous friends of Allah azza wa jal used to avail his company to attain blessings. In this context, a spiritual saint, Sayyid Bikri, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has written that Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam called Dardus Sahar in the following words: I swear by your Rabb Azza wa Jal, Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam is alive, and the one who believes that he is dead will only be the one who has not been able to see his enlightened beauty. So whenever the fragrant breeze blow, may my salam be unto him, and may the blowing breeze convey my salam with purity to him. Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam has also been privileged to physically meet the most dignified Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Therefore, he alayhi salam is also a companion, a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah, such a wonderful, such a beautiful, such a mesmerizing story from the Holy Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the blessings of the Holy Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us amongst those who learn from the Holy Quran. There's so many things here for us to learn, for us to grasp, for us to implement in our lives. Let's come to the starting of the episode, wherein there was a conversation between Allah Azza wa Jal and Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Allah Azza wa Jal said to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, when Musa alayhi salam asked that who is the most beloved amongst your people, Allah Azza wa Jal said, the one who invokes my remembrance, my zikr, and does not forget me. Let's try that we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frequently. We make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again and again and again and again. Meaning, let's make our tongues be in the flavor of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep reciting durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah. Let's try that we keep our tongue in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our heart in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another beautiful advice we see from here, that when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam asked that who is the best to dispense a judgment, who is the person who is best in authority to pass a judgment, to pass an opinion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the one who passes judgment justly and is never deceived by worldly desires. A person should be just in his decisions. A person should practice justice in whatever he decides. If a person is brought in between two people, for the sake of justice, he should act and practice according to justice, inshallah ta'ala. Another beautiful advice, when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam asked, who is the most knowledgeable person amongst your servants? Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the one who along with his knowledge always strives to acquire knowledge from others, so that he may acquire such a piece of knowledge that may guide him towards righteousness or save him from the harms and devastations in afterlife. Allahu Akbar, let's just think about it. It's not that when we have social media, when we have access to search engines on websites, so we know everything. So we want to know something, so what is so and so and so and so, and put a question mark, hit that search button, and whatever we get, and whatever we get is enough to educate us. No, there's difference between education and information. Information may lead towards education, however, but information is not everything we should rely upon. There are many things, many opinions we can get. Many things can be right, many things can be wrong. So knowledge is something which we should acquire. Not that we have access to internet, not that we have access to search engines and everything. So we consider ourselves as knowledgeable people. We consider ourselves that we know everything. We don't have to go here and there to learn. No. Allahu Akbar. There is a lot to learn. Knowledge is an ocean. The more you dive in, the deeper and deeper and deeper you shall get. So let's be engrossed in attaining knowledge. And it is not such that when we are listening from someone, maybe somebody is telling us something, some words of wisdom, and we tend to be, I know it. I already know it. It's fine. Okay, I know what you're going to say. No, our concentration should be there. Because we do not know. Maybe some of his advisors may be such which can change our entire life, which can save us from the harms on the day of judgment, which can act as a salvation and a help for us in the afterlife. So let's be amongst those who acquire knowledge through books written by our pious ancestors, pious predecessors. Let's read the books of the Sunni ulama-i kiram. Let's listen to the speeches of the pious Islamic scholars. Let's watch Madani channel, such a platform to acquire Islamic knowledge. Keep watching Madani channel. Keep watching. Let's listen to a story from the Holy Quran. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Quran. Let's listen to a story from the 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 Quran.